Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gary and Shannon in for Handel today, out with a back injury on this, Tuesday now, May 11th? It's already Tuesday?
Israel has unleashed new airstrikes on Gaza, hitting a pair of high-rise buildings today, believed to be harboring Hamas militants. Hamas and other armed groups have fired hundreds of rockets toward Israel. Escalation was sparked by weeks of tensions in contested Jerusalem, and it's just going to get more chaotic. The Israeli military said it is sending troop reinforcements to the border there.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy set a vote for tomorrow, probably going to oust Liz Cheney then from her number three Republican leadership post. He sent a letter to Republican lawmakers saying it's clear that he and his fellow Republicans need to make a change. Did not mention Liz Cheney by name, nor did he mention Donald Trump by name. But those two names figure rather large in this issue.
Did you hear about this gene therapy that's using the AIDS virus to give a working immune system to babies?
Yeah.
Who were born without one?
I don't understand it, but I heard about it.
All but two of the 50 children who were given the therapy now have healthy immune systems. It involves using a disabled version of the AIDS virus to deliver a gene that the kids lack. Crazy.
Wow. Imagine that same story 20 years ago or 40 years ago. The idea that you're going to put
AIDS
into a baby. Unbelievable. Big announcement yesterday from Governor Gavin Newsom.
This time last year, we announced a $54.3 billion projected shortfall.
That doesn't sound good.
Today, we are announcing a projected $75.7 billion budget surplus.
That sounds good.
It's a remarkable turnaround. We talked about California coming back. I made the point at the State of the State a number of months ago, California is not coming back. California is going to come roaring back. $75.7 billion operating budget surplus.
So he's trying to take a victory lap for this, but it's really about the stock market. The stock market had a rebound. It had a rally for a year. California usually reliant on receipts from capital gains, a strong year in the market, good news for state government. IPOs from companies like DoorDash and Airbnb helped. And then sales tax revenues came in at greater amounts than expected. Why? Because they're asinine. They're ridiculously high here in California.
Yeah. So,
look at your receipts.
Capital gains on investments are really the reason why we do have $75
right.
billion.
It's not
just
because something Gavin Newsom did.
No, God, no. The taxes, in fact, paid by the top 1% in California account a lot of times for about 50% of all tax revenue. Again, the top 1% of people in California pay 50% of the taxes. Now, those people are not getting these refunds, these tax rebates that are going out. In fact, I mean, to your point that this was not Gavin Newsom's doing, it wasn't his decision to give this money back. In fact, it was a law back in 1979 that requires tax rebates if the revenues exceed a cap on government spending. This limit has been changed, you know, back and forth, tweaked a bit since 1979 when it was passed. But this year, obviously, we've got all kinds of money, about $16 billion in excess revenue. And by law, half of that goes to schools and half of it must be paid back in taxpayer rebates, in this case targeted towards middle class adults and families. But this is, again, this is not Gavin Newsom's bright idea. It's not Gavin Newsom who had any ability to control this one way or the other. He's just taking advantage of this. And I know you, I mean, there are people who are already labeling this the recall rebate. Like, hey guys, I'm throwing out $600. Remember that when it comes in October, November, whenever our recall election is, Big Daddy Gav gave you $600. It's not exactly like that. In fact, this is where the money should be going, but that's the optics of it.
He's going to get credit for it because a lot of people don't dig into the details. Not only should he not get credit for it, he's going to screw this thing up because he comes out yesterday and he goes, all right, $75 billion in budget surplus. So I'm going to put together a $100 billion proposal that's going to send money to California residents.
Just
so that kicks us from $75 billion in the green to $25 billion in the red right off the bat.
And isn't that just the exact definition of an addict, though? You give them a tiny, you give them a bit, and they take more than you give them.
It's classic government. God forbid we save for the leaner years. God forbid we save for, you know, the impending drought and fire season that is upon us. I love the idea of helping out middle-class Californians because it is so expensive to live in this state. And if you're making $75,000 or less in your household, chances are you would welcome that check with open arms. But you've got to plan for the future just like we would in our households. Just because you do great one year doesn't mean you start making it rain for your kids. You put it in a savings account for next year because it may not be as good.
Yeah, that again, to go back to what we were talking about last hour during Handle on the News, if you look back at the year, right, a year ago this week, Governor Newsom was suggesting we were going to lose tens of billions of dollars because of the economy that was shut down, right? We had to at the time, we thought, shut this thing down for good. And everybody assumed it was just going to be a rough year. Well, capital gains come in. They take the state takes its fair portion of that, perhaps a little bit more than fair. And no one says to themselves, wait a minute, we should not be making tens of billions of dollars on people's investments. That's too much. And I know that, you know, the more money is a good thing, but that's too much for the state to be taking away from people.
Gavin Newsom also is going to announce $12 billion in new state funding dedicated to tackling the homelessness crisis, because we've seen in L.A. County how much throwing money at that problem helps.
Right.
Zero so far. I mean, that bond measure hasn't even been put to use because, remember, they had the homelessness council and there were too many cooks in the kitchen and no one could agree on how to spend money to eradicate the homeless problem. But let's just keep doing things the way we've been doing. Let's overspend in California and let's just throw money at our problems instead of sitting down and rolling up our sleeves and doing the work.
I get checks. You get checks. We all get checks.
This is all on the basis of the recovery that California is already experiencing. It's on the basis of the revenue that's coming in historic terms in the state of California. And that's because we are defeating and we are successfully applying strategies.
Why don't you just talk like a normal pandemic person? Gary and Shannon will continue. It looks like people in government want jobless Americans to put down the unemployment and pick back up that job.
Jobless Americans? I like that term, but we need to fix it.
Unemployed?
Nope.
No. Is unemployed now canceled? Is that a bad
word?
It's
probably a bad
word. Is that pejorative?
It comes with a certain taint.
Right. I can see a new horizon underneath the blazing sky. I'll be where the eagles fly and higher and higher. I'm feeling this strong 80s vibe this morning. Is that what we settled on? I like it.
It's actually songs to sing in the shower.
Ooh.
John, that's great. But now you made it weird.
There are people in the shower right now. I know, there are, though. People listen to the morning show while they get ready. And for most people, that includes a shower.
Well, then in that case,
I know I was listening to Jennifer when I was in the shower this morning.
Oh, that's weird.
Quick shower tip. Just the hot spots. In and out, nobody gets hurt. Boom, save water. We're in the middle of a drought.
Glad I'm in my own studio.
I know. I was like, what am I hearing from him right now?
Good luck.
He's a hotspot guy?
Yeah.
5 years and now I'm learning you're just a hotspot guy. You don't do the full money, huh? The full washy-washy?
Well, where do you want me to wash that I'm
all
not washing?
No,
I'm washing it. I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to spend a lot of time from, like, mid-thigh to my toes. Those areas don't get very dirty very often.
Says you.
It all gets dirty.
Stop it. You people.
Matt Damon has weighed in. I'm germaphobes now because we want you to shower. Matt Damon has weighed in on your favorite story of the day, Ben Affleck's rumored rekindled romance with J-Lo.
Right?
Mm-hmm. He went on the Today Show to talk about it.
Oh,
because that's what we're doing.
Okay. I wouldn't suggest that we eat up national network time with it. I just said at one point, Ben Affleck, J-Lo thing's kind of heating up. And that was the extent of it. I didn't schedule him for...
I'm about to make everybody hungry. Are you ready?
Is that your stomach again?
Well, it did just do that. Yeah, you heard that. Good. No, I'm going to tell you about a guy named Eduardo Rovetto. Eduardo runs Picasso Pizzeria and Lounge.
Picasso, I get it.
In the resort town of Stowe, Vermont. And he's having a really hard time getting workers. They have upon them what's going to be a breakout summer tourism season, right?
Because we're all spring up.
Yeah, you're damn right. We're all getting out there. We're looking for doorknobs to lick. And he wants to get ready and he's trying to get workers. And he says, we've been getting so many excuses as to why not they're returning. He's so desperate. He's going to offer a signing bonus of up to $600 to try and add 15 to 20 employees who agree to stay through the middle of October. He thinks it's probably because unemployment. People are getting the unemployment, and so they don't want to work. They're getting the free money.
We saw it last week when the jobless numbers came out, where it was 266,000 jobs that had been added in the month of April, far fewer than what was expected. Now, one of the issues clearly is the unemployment. The unemployment, the benefits, the stimulus checks, whatever name has been used over the course of these, you know, or over the different states and who's getting them. That is a factor in all of this, although labor experts say it's not just that. Some unemployed people have also been reluctant to look for work because they're afraid of catching the virus, which is fine. You have to do your own research and judge your own risk, et cetera. But we as a country should not reward unwarranted fears. I mean, again, we've said multiple times that we're reaching the point in this country where if you want to get the shot, you have the shot. You've gotten the vaccination. Joe Biden yesterday said, listen, you better take the job that's offered to you instead of taking the government money anymore.
In the state of Vermont, they have reinstated the requirement that people who are collecting unemployment benefits must seek work to qualify. And I think how it works out, and Jennifer, you raised this issue earlier of how do you verify that people are seeking employment or have been offered a suitable job and have turned it down in favor of sitting on the couch and collecting that unemployment. And I think what you're going to have to do when you get your employment or when you apply for it is you'll have to list places where you've tried to get work, contact numbers, and things of that nature. And then they would just kind of, you know, pick at random applications and fact check those, I would assume. That would be if state government ran, you know, like a well-oiled machine. It doesn't. So a lot of people will be able to collect this and fall through the cracks. Oh my gosh, the Picasso pizza, white base, mozzarella, ricotta, tomatoes, fresh garlic, fresh basil, spices. Did you hear that? That was my stomach.
Yeah, that was your stomach.
The pesto delight is a pesto base, mozzarella, garlic, tomatoes, breaded eggplant. I would get it without the eggplant.
Why?
I don't like eggplant.
I don't either, but if they say it goes on there, I'll take it. I'll try it.
Yeah, that I like that about you. You usually you don't leave this off or light on this. You just, if the restaurant tells you that this is what they put on it,
there's a purpose.
You generally eat it.
I assume. I had eggplant over the weekend when I had a One of some appetizer at Italian restaurant. I can't think of the word. But it also had eggplant on
it. Listen to this one. This one's called Carcass. Red pizza sauce, pepperoni, spicy sausage, ham, bacon, meatballs, double mozzarella. Oh.
When we come back, that Houston Tiger story.
You don't want to do more pizzas?
I'm just too hungry right now. still no Tiger.
Where's that damn Tiger, guys?
And how come we can't get a chopper in the skies over Greater Houston to find a tiger? How hard could it be to find a tiger? They're bright orange. And, you know, with the stripes and stuff, but still.
And this one's got a collar. Was he microchipped?
No. I don't want to microchip a tiger. That seems.
Gary and Shannon, I think that was just tiger swag. I don't think that was for microchip purposes.
It's a diamond encrusted collar.
Tiger drip. Bling.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Gary and Shannon in for Handel today on this Tuesday. It's May 11th. Handel healing from that back injury.
How often y'all play this song? Is it every day, huh? I mean, I enjoy it.
Grab
I was
a tiger
just
by a tail or something like that. Played all the time.
This was a wild story out of Houston. Jim Ryan is on it. That's kind of a refreshing story for you, Jim, right?
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
So we told you about this yesterday. There was a tiger spotted roaming loose in a neighborhood on Sunday, and then it just took off from there, right?
It did, and it's only gotten a little more bizarre. So on Sunday, neighbors in the Memorial Heights section of Houston started noticing a tiger, a full-grown Bengal tiger, wandering around the yards, you know, the driveways, wandering between the houses. There was a law enforcer, off-duty law enforcer, who saw this all posted on Nextdoor, of course. He ran outside and, with his gun drawn, confronted the tiger, was preparing to shoot it, apparently, when a guy ran out of his house and said, no, don't kill it, that's my tiger. He ran over, grabbed it by the collar, it had a collar around its neck. He led it into his house and closed the door. Well, the police already had been called. The police showed up. The guy had the tiger in his vehicle, was driving away. There was a short pursuit. The police decided to call it off. I mean, that's a busy, congested part of Houston, and they said they didn't want to cause any other trouble, so they waited a while. They found the man, his name is Victor Cuevas, at a relative's house and arrested him. Where's the tiger? Well, that's the thing that nobody knows at this point, Shannon. They just the guy has refused to say anything about the tiger. His attorney says that his client didn't own that tiger, but that he was trying to help federal and state law enforcers to track down the actual owner. Anyway, he's in jail now. But owning a tiger may be the least interesting thing about this guy, because he also was out on bond from a 2017 murder. So running from police, apparently it could strip him of the bail that he posted to get out of jail until his trial.
Let's just not gloss over the larger issue that somebody killed somebody 3 years ago and is out on bond.
Yeah. Well, and in fact, he wasn't named as a suspect until last year. So I suspect that in 2017, police couldn't find evidence. They couldn't, make a case against anybody until last year. That's when they went to Victor Cuevas and said, you're under arrest for this homicide that happened in front of a sushi restaurant 3 years ago. So, you know, that's where that stands.
Man.
It's just gotten really strange. The big question, I mean, still is, where is that lion, that tiger? Nobody knows.
Well, it's a secondary question to that there may be a connection here. Does Victor Cuevas know where Carol Baskin's husband is? It's possible, right? I mean, if you didn't think that you were going to do this story for a couple of days.
Well, it's a connected community, as we learned on Tiger King. They all know each other, these tiger people.
It's possible, yeah.
Jim, thank you so much for that update.
Thanks, Shannon.
And also, as Jennifer pointed out, it wasn't just a tiger. This guy also owned a bear and a couple monkeys.
Well,
he's got a regular zoo up in that house.
I guess in Houston, I don't know if this is a city ordinance or if it's the county, but you can have monkeys in Houston.
Two that do not exceed 30 pounds.
Right.
Who sat down and wrote the nuances of that law? Like, okay, how? Hey, Bob, yeah. How many monkeys can we? Do you think we should allow in a household?
Well, I don't know, Sherry. I would say that three might be too many.
Oh, Bob.
One is never enough.
Again. There you go again. I believe that two is what the sweet spot is.
The monkey sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But okay. How big are we talking for these monkeys?
Oh, gosh. You know, 35-pound monkey will eat you out of house and home. So maybe... But 25 doesn't look healthy.
It's too small. My weighted blanket is bigger than that monkey.
What about 30 pounds?
Done.
Two monkeys, 30 pounds. The cops don't know where the monkeys are. I'd say look in the tiger. The other thing is, in this article that came out of ABC7, it talked about this guy and the house that he's been leasing. It's a 4,500 square foot five-bedroom, four-bathroom home. 4,500 square feet.
I'm going to go out on a
Houston.
Limb and say that this guy deals in drugs or guns.
Or monkeys.
Because when you are a baller, what do you want? You want tigers. You want monkeys. You want a bear in the house. You want to impress all of the other dealers.
And even if the guy says that he doesn't own the tiger and that he was trying to help the feds with it, shouldn't there be a paper trail where the feds go, yeah, Victor was helping us?
Like someone from Fish and Game says, yeah, Victor's on our payroll or he's doing us a favor.
No, I think that he was just trying to claim that he was a good Samaritan. Like, oh, I saw that tiger out there, so I decided to corral it to help him.
What about the bear?
What's his excuse for the bear?
And the bear's getting the short shrift in this whole story because the bear's probably sitting at home wondering where Victor went.
The bear may be in California filming a Cox ad.
No.
No?
No.
It's not a working bear? It's not an acting bear?
No. Oh. He doesn't have his card.
Oh.
Tag has a union card. Tag is a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went through this.
We did?
We sure did.
Tag has an IMDb page.
I must have lost time because I didn't even remember that bear's name.
Okay.
All right, coming up next.
Oh, boy.
People are so dumb.
Did we talk to a group of students that took over Cypress College?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Remember the guy that was sitting in the president's office and refused to leave?
Yes.
And I was very angry with him.
Yeah.
I was very upset with our boy. Anyway, there is a group of students that are now demanding the resignation of the president of Cypress College because the president didn't support one of his a-hole teachers.
Gary and Shannon will continue in for Handle, and Jennifer Jones has the news.
Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my call when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Rescue me when I'm by myself, when I need your love. If I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me?
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, sitting in for Bill Handel this week. Terrible news out of Eden, Texas. Two sheriff's deputies have been killed in that central Texas town. Concho County deputies were killed. We have no further details. They're going to release a statement later on today. This is about 210 miles southwest of Dallas.
Law enforcement officer up in San Luis Obispo was also killed yesterday afternoon. Another one injured. They were trying to serve a search warrant in the south part of that city. At about noon today is when we expect to get an update from authorities about exactly what happened. And gas stations along the East Coast starting to run out of fuel. They said this wasn't going to be a big deal, but that hack attack that shut down a pipeline that supplies a bunch of gasoline and other fuel to parts of the East Coast, Virginia to Florida to Alabama, stations are reporting that they have sold out of gasoline. An estimated 7% of gas stations in Virginia are out of fuel, and that was as of last night, so this morning that number's going to go up. North Carolina has also declared a state of emergency because of the shortened gas supplies.
Cypress College has made its way back into the news because of a Zoom class, really. And we first told you about this when it all happened. It was April 28th, and the student who released it 19-year-old Braden Ellis says he posted the video from the Zoom class to expose what he perceives as bias against conservative viewpoints on college campuses. He was talking about how police are heroes. And he backed it up with supports, and the teacher did not agree.
So I disagree with what Jeremy said about it, because I think cops are heroes and they have to have a difficult job, but we have to have
all of them. Life.
I'd say a good majority of them. You have bad people in every business and every
A lot of police officers have committed atrocious crimes and have gotten away with it and have never been convicted of any of it. And I say this as a person who has family members who are police officers.
Yes, I understand. And this is what I believe. This is my opinion. And this is, you know, not popular to say, but I do support our police. And we have bad people, and the people that do bad things should be brought to justice. I agree with that. But I think that I'll say it again.
They haven't.
Well, I agree with you on that point of they should, right?
Okay, so what is your bottom line point? You're saying police officers should be revered, viewed as heroes. They belong on TV shows with children.
I think they are heroes in a sense, because they come to your need and they come and help you, and they have a problem just like every other business, but we should fix that. But I think they're heroes. Well, they're
I think that's the problem. It's looking at it as a business.
She's teaching her first ever course there at Cypress College. And they said that she was blasted by conservative media. And that's part of my problem with this conversation, is that if you support law enforcement, suddenly you're QAnon.
Right.
Suddenly you're storming the Capitol in your furs.
Right.
And that's just not the case, because like the kid pointed out, or the student pointed out, there are good cops and there are some bad apples, just like there are good teachers and some bad apples.
Listen, I think what she's doing, if I'm to guess and sort of reflect on what I did in my college classes like this, if this was a speech class, if I'm not mistaken, the idea was that she's pushing against his arguments and he's got to defend himself, right?
To which he did.
Yeah. But I don't know how much of this is really what she believes. Listen, we can all make assumptions about it, but I mean, even
she sounds pretty
that last
personal
point,
about it.
That last point about who would you call if someone was attacking you with a knife or a gun, and she said she wouldn't call anybody. That's a little far-fetched to me. I mean, even as crazy as people can be, and as crazy anti-cop and painting with a broad brush, here's another issue I have with her. She claims that the school has not publicly named the professor, although her name is out there, Faria Salim. She's a Fulbright scholar. She says that she identifies as unapologetically Muslim and queer in a letter addressed to Cypress College administrators. If she wants to talk about painting people with a broad brush for the bad actions of a few, but she's unapologetically Muslim. I'm going to chew on that for just a second, maybe 2 seconds.
Ironic.
And then say, wait a minute, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the school, the officials at the school, President Joanne Schilling, is being blasted by student government because they say that President Schilling failed to create an accurate public perception of that Communications 100 C class.
They didn't support her publicly. The school didn't. The college president didn't. And now the students are upset with that.
The students are demanding a public announcement regarding, quote, the impact of white supremacist, Islamophobic, and gendered attacks directed to our students, faculty, social media spaces, and the Cypress College campus. And they want the administrators to issue an apology to the teacher. Okay.
All right. Coming up next, it is Tech Tuesday. Rich DeMuro will join us. It looks like you may be getting some money back from your internet program. We'll talk about that. And also the hacking group that took down that pipeline, what we know about their activities when we return to the Bill Handel Show.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.